Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is a Minghui report entitled, A Compassionate Hand Pulled Me Out of Depression, by Minghui correspondent Shen Rong. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 20, 2023. The humble, stable, and quick-witted Shen Wei Tong is a senior reporter and host of a financial program. His colleagues trust and rely on him. However, few people know that he feels uncomfortable recalling his past. He says that Falun Dafa drove away the darkness in his heart and brought hope and rebirth to his life. Born prematurely, Wei Tong was mentally slow and was overweight. In elementary and middle school, his classmates often bullied and laughed at him, causing him to develop low self-esteem. His mother injured her back. Wei Tong and his elder brother had to turn her over and pat her back to help her get up in the morning. She tried organic diets, folk therapy, traditional massage, and some Qigong exercises. Even though she spent a lot of time and money, nothing helped. She regained her health only after she began practicing Falun Dafa. Wei Tong recalled, "After she started practicing Falun Dafa, my mother was healthy and happy. She was always full of energy and smiled a lot. I even forgot how we had to help her. Mother asked me if I wanted to learn Falun Dafa. She took my brother and me to the park to do the exercises at 5 o'clock in the morning during summer vacation." Wei Tong experienced big changes after he practiced Falun Dafa for 2 months. He became lean and nimble. His muscles were strong, and his once rough skin became smooth. Wei Tong said, "I thought, wow, Falun Dafa is really special." He said his mind opened up after he began to read Zhuan Faluan, the main text of Falun Dafa. His brain seemed sluggish in the past, and he couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that the teachers used in class. After he began practicing Falun Dafa, he said his logical thinking and intelligence improved. "I could understand their lectures, and my grades in each subject improved. I surprised my teachers and classmates. I successfully entered high school, and I was later admitted to a reputable public university in Taiwan." Many of Wei Tong's university classmates were very talented. He felt that he lacked communication and social skills, and his physical abilities and knowledge lagged behind theirs. He lost the self-esteem and self-confidence he found in high school when his grades were good. He felt inferior to his fellow classmates and began to forget about cultivation. Wei Tong's family reads the Fa at 11 p.m. every night. He found that he gradually couldn't read it, and he was tired when they invited him to join them. The pressure in his heart kept accumulating, but he didn't know how to resolve it. He finally told his family one night that he decided to stop practicing Falun Dafa. However, he didn't feel relaxed, as he expected, after he gave up cultivation. Instead, he felt very depressed and uncomfortable. He couldn't get along with his classmates, always felt negative, and began feeling anxious about meeting new people or even attending class. Trying to escape reality, he indulged himself and began playing video games. He also read fiction novels and comic books. Wei Tong began suffering from depression. Fear and a sense of failure made him agitated. His weight fluctuated between fat and thin. When he became very depressed, he even thought of committing suicide. He was nearly expelled by the university for missing too many classes in his junior year. However, he didn't commit any serious wrongdoing and finally graduated. He got a job after graduating, but the workload was demanding and he soon felt exhausted. Wei Tong said, "When I woke up in the middle of the night, I often recalled how great I felt when I practiced Falun Dafa. Even though I've been away for a long time and I forgot the teachings, Dafa was deeply rooted in my heart." After reflecting on the happy memories of cultivating himself, Wei Tong analyzed what made him stop and what he truly wanted in his life. "I began to realize how imperfect and pointless life is. What kind of person do I want to be? The key is what kind of life I want to achieve. I asked myself, if I lost everything today, and if all the things that constitute happiness in the world are lost, then what's most important in life? Wei Tung said, the answer is truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. When the three characters emerged in my heart, I understood that what was lacking in my life was Falun Dafa. One day before the end of 2012, he went home and looked for an opportunity to talk to his mother. He said, I forgot how to practice the exercises. Can you teach me again? At first, his mother didn't understand what he meant. When she realized that her son wanted to come back to Falun Dafa, she was very happy. Wei Tung threw away all his comic books and video games after he made up his mind to cultivate again. After I got rid of them, my mind became clear, and I felt light. I could feel how powerful the Fa is. When I wanted to change toward the positive direction, I could feel myself changing every day. Every day when I woke up, I felt that my thinking and Xinxing improved from the day before. Not only did I often gain new insights from studying the Fa, but my body also became healthier and lighter, he said. He felt relieved like never before after returning to Dafa, and his depression completely disappeared. In the past, he struggled with fame and fortune, and felt that his life was gloomy and confused. Now he feels that every day is fulfilling, and he is full of vitality and hope. Many years ago, another practitioner told me, you need to know why you are cultivating, Wei Tung said. Now I finally know, after a long detour.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Understanding What It Means to Change My Conventional Mentalities by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on Minhui website on December the 12th, 2017. I started practicing Falun Gong at the end of 1994. In the past 20-plus years, I have experienced the elimination of sickness karma many times and usually did well. Most recently, however, it was very different. The symptoms of illness came and went many times, and I did not totally recover until I finally better understood what sickness karma is. I'd like to share my experience with fellow practitioners. Part 1. Be steadfast when facing ordeals. At 2 o'clock in the morning on August the 31st, 2013, I woke up with chest pain. No matter how I changed my position, it just didn't help. So that I wouldn't wake up my mother in the same bed, I sat on the sofa and started to send forth righteous thoughts. About half an hour later, I felt better. But when my family and I were listening to Master's lecture the next morning, I felt something in my chest was wrong again. And it got worse and worse. At night, I could hardly lie still. I started to do the exercises. In the past, it had worked every time I felt something was wrong with me. But this time, it didn't. Instead, while I was doing the stretching in the first exercise, I felt awful. As if my bones itched. When I went to sleep that night, my back started to hurt as well. The next afternoon, I went home, I studied the Fa and did the exercises as usual. But I didn't get any better. I hurt, itched, and felt bloated, but couldn't tell if it was on my skin or under my skin. I started to wonder which organ was the problem. Then, suddenly, I realized I shouldn't treat myself as an ordinary person. I was a practitioner who shouldn't have illness. I knew it must be the old forces in another dimension that were making use of my loopholes to persecute me. But what were my loopholes? I started to look inward and discovered that I didn't study the Fa or do the exercises as diligently as I used to. Although I still did clarify the truth, I didn't do my best, and I didn't send forth righteous thoughts as many times as before. Overall, I had slacked off. That, I thought, must be the loophole. However, after 2 or 3 days, I still didn't get any better. I knew that it must be that I hadn't discovered the real loophole. I comforted myself by reminding myself that, no matter what, I would get better and that it would just take more time. Master said in Duan Falun, quote, "As to this principle, some may understand it all at once, while others may enlighten to it and understand it gradually," unquote. A few more days passed, but I didn't improve. I told fellow practitioners about my situation, and they started to help me by sending forth righteous thoughts with me, but that did not help. I thought, maybe this time, it wasn't sickness karma, but something I had to endure. After all, not all ordeals disappear just because one is a cultivator. Master said in teaching the Fa in the city of Los Angeles, quote, "Fa rectification is utterly solemn. When you first took up cultivation, Master at that time did for you everything that should have been done. Now it's up to you to battle through tests with righteous thoughts. Master can help you when your righteous thoughts are sufficient," unquote. Since I had tried everything I could think of, the last thing was to be steadfast in my belief. I tried to eliminate all other thoughts, thinking only of doing the three things well. I then felt I was getting better. Part 2. Changing my conventional mentalities to be a true practitioner. 2 days later, the severe symptoms came back again. Over the next 10 days, my mind was full of all kinds of strange thoughts. I was afraid that I would affect fellow practitioners, and I was scared that my husband, who didn't practice Falun Gong, would misunderstand Falun Gong because of me. I read Teaching the Fa in San Francisco and noticed that Master talked about sickness karma. He said, quote, "Deal with everything you are faced with as a cultivator, and you will be able to overcome anything. You should ask yourself, if a divine being were faced with this problem, how would he handle it? When you can't make it through, that's what you should be thinking. Just try to make it through and handle it that way, and see what happens," unquote. Suddenly I understood that I shouldn't think like a regular person. I realized how much of an attachment I had, and that attachment must be the root. I was not thinking like a true practitioner. When I looked inward more deeply, I saw my impatience, self-righteousness, and fear of losing face. My vanity made me feel embarrassed because I couldn't pass the ordeal as a veteran practitioner. Master said in Duan Falun, quote, "Matter and mind are one and the same," unquote. I had to stop all these thoughts before they got out of control. I tried my best to participate in group fast study and to send forth righteous thoughts. I also kept reciting Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. One day I realized that, because the human body is a universe, all I needed to do was to rectify my universe with the Fa. I soon felt better, and it seemed I had passed the ordeal. Part 3. Finding the real root. Unexpectedly, all my illness symptoms returned 2 days later. If anything touched my skin, it hurt and itched. I couldn't even sleep well at night. What on earth was it? What was my real problem? I started to read Duan Falun starting on page 1, on the night of September the 17th. When I read, quote, "I do not talk about healing illnesses here, and neither will we heal illnesses. As a genuine cultivator, however, you cannot cultivate with an ill body. I will purify your body. We will purify their bodies and enable them to cultivate toward high levels. Unquote. I realized that my body was not the same as an ordinary person's, that Master had purified it. Even though I had many illness symptoms, they were actually illusions. Whether I could tell they were illusions depended on my belief in Dharma. Actually, when my health went wrong, I worried a lot and almost forgot I was a practitioner. I thought the illusions were real. I thought it was really a good chance for me to improve myself. The old forces use illusions to try to direct us to the path they've arranged. However, that path won't lead us to a higher level. As a Dharma practitioner, we must not follow their arrangements. The old forces saw my loopholes and made use of them. One day, when I was doing the exercises, a paragraph of Master's teaching in Essentials for Further Advancement appeared in my mind. Quote, whenever a tribulation comes, you do not see it with the side of your original nature, but view it completely with your human side. Evil demons then capitalize on this point and inflict endless interference and damage, leaving students in long-term tribulations. As a matter of fact, this results from an inadequate understanding of the far by your human side. You have humanly restrained your divine side. In other words, you have restrained the parts that have been successfully cultivated and have prevented them from doing far rectification. How can the uncultivated side restrain your main thoughts or the side that has already attained the far? Having humanly fostered the evil demons, you allow them to capitalize on the loopholes in the far. When a tribulation arrives, if you, a disciple, can truly maintain an unshakable calm or be determined to meet different requirements at different levels, this should be sufficient for you to pass the test. If it continues endlessly and if there do not exist other problems in your xinxing or conduct, it must be that the evil demons are capitalizing on the weak spots caused by your lack of control. After all, a cultivator is not an ordinary human. So why doesn't the side of you that is your original nature rectify the far? Unquote. I asked myself, if the parts that have been successfully cultivated are divine, would a divine person think like a human? If the divine side controls the body, how would it treat interference and illusions? Would a divine being have illnesses? Isn't it a problem of changing our conventional mentalities? If all my sides are successfully cultivated, would I still think like a human being? This enlightenment made me so happy. It seemed that I suddenly understood a lot of things. And I truly understood the meaning of what Master said in lecture in Sydney. Quote, the other things that I have said are merely interpreting Duan Falun. Unquote. Truly understanding doesn't mean how do I explain it, but how do I apply it to my actions. I was a little sad at the same time because it took me 10 years to understand this.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.